This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, and it is time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Sasha.
Before we jump into last week's challenge, let's talk a bit about the puzzle that has been all over the internet this week. Will, have you been playing Wordle?
I have. Have you?
I have been looking at it, but I have not tried it yet, so I don't have a sense of how hard it is.
Yeah, well, it's not so hard. It's the classic game of Jotto. The answer is a five-letter word, and you make a guess at a five-letter word, and it tells you the number of letters that you have in the right position, and also the letters that you have guessed correctly but in the wrong position. And the object is to get it within six guesses. And it is addictive. Last Thursday, I got Abby in five steps, and on Friday, I got Tangy in four steps, so I felt very proud of myself.
All right, I am definitely going to try it. Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. And I said, let A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3, etc. Think of a five-letter word whose letters value add up to 51. And I said, take this word's last two letters, add their values, for example, A and C would total 4, and change these two letters to the single letter of the alphabet that represents their total. And in this example, it would be D. And the result will be a new word that is the opposite of the original. What words are these? And the answer is thick and thin.
We received about 765 correct responses, and the winner is Grady Cartledge from Oak Harbor, Washington. Congratulations, Grady, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Grady, how did you figure it out?
Well, I'm actually going back to school for cybersecurity and learning programming. So I wrote a program that came up with all of the valid word pairs, and there were only 76 of them to read through.
And you mentioned part of what you do now, but what else do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm in the Navy out here, enjoying the Pacific Northwest, just hiking around, enjoying good books.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful part of the country. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I certainly am.
All right. All yours, Will.
All right, Grady, today's puzzle is called middle C, as in a midpoint on a piano. I'll give you a four-letter word. You rearrange the letters and put a C in the middle to make a common five-letter word. For example, if I said oval, O-V-A-L, you would say vocal, with a C in the middle. All right, here's number one, soul, S-O-U-L.
Soul. Locus?
Locus. That was fast.
Fast.
Good job. Number two is fate, F as in Frank, A-T-E.
Facet.
Excellent. Loon.
Very fast.
Loon, L-U-N-E.
Loon. Oh, uncle.
Uncle, good job. Bona, B-O-N-A.
Bona. Bacon.
Bacon, that's a good morning word. Ruin, R-U-I-N.
Ruin, incur.
Nice. Rome, R-O-A-M.
Maker? Morak?
I think big picture.
That's true, and it's a computer term.
Macro.
Macro,
exactly.
Is it? Loaf, L-O-A-F, as in a loaf of bread.
Vocal.
Is right, and the last one has two answers, and your word is rule, R-U-L-E.
R-U-L-E. Ulcer?
That's one of them.
No, I'm not seeing the next one.
Think
and it starts
money.
With an L.
Think money?
As in filthy.
Well, not rich.
If you have a lot of this, you're filthy rich.
Lures?
I don't. Oh, man. Maybe you don't know the word.
I don't know it.
Do you know lucre? L-U-C-R-E, as in filthy lucre. It's money that's gotten in bad ways.
Nope. That's a new one
okay.
For the dictionary.
There you go.
Grady, you are truly impressive. The speed that you did those was. Do you have a piece of paper in front of you? What's your trick?
I do, and I've been playing word games for as long as we can live. The whole family had to do it.
How do you feel about how you did?
I feel good. I say I learned a little bit.
I think you should feel good. I think you should feel great. Grady, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Grady, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to KUOW.
That's Grady Cartledge from Oak Harbor, Washington. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
And Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Jay Feldman of Davis, California. Think of three common five-letter nicknames that have the same last four letters and alphabetically consecutive initial letters. So here it is again. Think of three common five-letter nicknames that have alphabetically consecutive initial letters and the same last four letters. What common nicknames are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Sasha.